time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the Cape Ann Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. What's going on, everybody? You've landed on MSONewsSports.com, who host us. And we're a weekly podcast talking about all things North Shore Pro, high school, college, whatever, amateur. We'll take anything. Youth. It's on the North Shore and it's happening. Let me know. Well, sighting show today, we got two of our great sponsors, Cape Ann Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber, showcasing their tremendous programs. The Cape Ann Savings Bank is a student athlete of the week that we rotate among the three Cape Ann schools, Gloucester, Rockport, Manchester, Essex, around the Cape, checking out the best of the best in student athletes. And we've got our first for the winter coming up. And her older sister won it all a few years ago. So it's a very interesting interview. We got a very special moment, too. Cameo appearance from one of the GOATs of Gloucester Athletics. That's right. Grandpa Joe Lucido gets in the mix. He happened to be on the Zoom or in the area when I was talking to his granddaughter, the winner this week. And it's a sweet moment. And we shall, you know what I'll probably do? I'll probably cut that up in a social clip because it's a lot of fun to show everybody. But let's have Gabby have the spotlight first. Lucido, because she is a winner this week. And it's so cool to have her on the show and have Grandpa come in. Legend, Joe Lucido, barber in town and Hall of Famer at Gloucester High School. Great family, great athletic past. So fun to see that happen. And then we got the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Week, Newburyport. Great runner out of cross-country and track circles. He dominated the Cape Ann League this past fall. So we'll talk to Mr. Michael Mahorek. And then we'll just wrap a little bit. Me, and me. So stay with us. First segment, our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
At North Shore Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Actually, it's the first one of the winter season, so we get a basketball player here. Gabby Lucido of Rockport. What's going on, Gabby?
Not much.
Familiar name for this award. Lucido's win a lot of them. So all the sis was Student Athlete of the Year, Zoe, and here you are winning it in the winter. So congrats. Vikings 4-0, just coming off a huge win the other night. So tell me about those four wins. Like, what's been the themes of success? Like, what are you guys doing well?
So our team's pretty young, but Young But Mighty, it's great, honestly, because especially coming off last year, we lost all of our starters except for one, Sunny Gallagher. She's a great athlete all around. So, but we've been running offense like crazy, just moving the ball around, getting it to everyone. We have a ton of shooters. Sunny loves to drive.
Yeah.
But even bigger defense, like we get low, we keep the ball in their half of the court, just playing good defense, good passing, all that stuff. So,
yeah. Yeah, you mentioned Sunny Gallagher. I'm looking here, the game before the most recent one, a 36-29 win over Pioneer Charter School of Science 2. That's a mouthful right there. But she got 22 points in that one, two threes. You know, what kind of things is your leading scorer, Sunny, doing well? And how is she opening up the floor out there?
She has such insane speed that, like, she just grabs it and goes. And we, like, we're right there behind her just in case, like, it doesn't go in. But all around, great passer, shooter, like, communicator. Like, she really knows all her stuff. And she's just, like, a great person to be a captain with because we both, like, bounce ideas off each other. And we want, like, the team, like, we have the team's best interest instead of just ourselves, which is great. So,
yeah, that's huge. And what role do you play on the team this year? Is it, you know, are you asked to score? Is it more defensive role, a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. I have my days that I'm like shooting great and then days that I'm doing better on defense. Like, Monday night, I came out of the game with 9 points, shooting great. It was playing great offense and then wasn't falling as much on Wednesday, but I picked it up in the defensive end. So it's kind of like good balance between the two.
Yeah, I see your coach told, I think the Gloucester Times, you know, that you did a number on the one of the other team's top scorers. So is that something that you get assigned a lot? Like, all right, Gabby's got to cover this girl. Or has it just happened that you were covering the leading scorer, like, by coincidence?
So it just kind of happens. Like, we play a 2-3 mostly. So Sunny will take the ball, handle her, and then I'll just kind of take whoever's in the middle there. And
yeah,
it took us a minute to figure out that she was like one of their strongest, especially in that position. So just like know off the top of my head to like get there and play tough on her.
Yeah. So. And are you like front court, like one of the 3-4-5 positions or like point guard, shooting guard type role for you?
Mostly just a guard or a shooting guard. I'm not the best dribbler. So we kind of leave that to Sunny and Summer Warren. So
yeah. Cool. And who are the captains alongside you? Congrats on being a captain, by the way.
So it's just me and Sunny, which is good because we just came off the soccer season and my co-captains for soccer definitely look to Sunny also because of her knowledge. And like, she's so like sports oriented that like we can always look to her for feedback too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So a great connection there. And it was just great to be able to come off like right out of soccer and get into basketball. So.
Yeah. So were you and Sunny captains of soccer as well?
Sunny, I was for soccer. Sunny wasn't, but we were all like close friends on the team. So it was,
So captain in the fall, captain in the winter, it elevates your role. You know, it's not just what you do on the court or, you know, rallying the girls. Let's go, everybody. Like there's a lot of stuff that happens off the court and practices. Like give me a little snapshot of some of the things you're asked to do as a captain that say a regular non-captain wouldn't have to do.
So it's definitely just like being able to talk to everyone and like have fun, but also keep the team like in line almost and like keep them like on task and like doing what they're supposed to, but also like doing it in a way that like doesn't mean like make me seem like mean or anything or like too aggressive. So I think just being able to like be comfortable and like know all the girls like individually will like, it really helps to like make me better as a captain.
Yeah. Yeah. And you led a really good, successful soccer season, you know, in terms of like how it finished.
Yeah.
You know, getting to the postseason and, you know, the record wasn't there like regular season wise, you know, it was like 4-11-3, but you guys drew the 8th seed and you get into the tournament, you know, and you win a game. And then you battle in like, what is that, the round of 30, the Sweet 16. You battled that team, 3-2 final, Rising Tide Charter. Tell me, give me the, you know, That's an interesting dynamic to only have those four wins in the regular season and then just like totally turn it on in the postseason. Like, what was that? Yeah.
So definitely our schedule during the regular season is tougher than the other teams in our league just because we have all those big schools like Newburyport and yeah. Triton and all those. So definitely like it helped us having that challenge in the regular season to like get to that point.
Yeah.
And then in the postseason, it really just clicked because we were playing more even teams.
Yeah.
So it was good to have that like build up the toughness and like all that work that we put in during the regular season to just have it pay off in the postseason.
Yeah. Yeah. You crush Greenfield 6-1. And then again, you battle in the Sweet 16. You were like so close to getting to the Elite mm-hmm. Eight
yeah.
of the entire state. What was that game like? Did they score in the very end or did you guys come back?
So we started off pretty strong, Sonny scoring both of our goals. And then so Sonny scored, and then a minute later, the other team scored.
Yeah.
Back and forth. And then we made it to overtime.
Oh, okay.
And we got a little free, they got a free kick like right outside the box, which
ooh.
It's golden goal then. So,
oh, okay. They just, they took the free kick and just shot it in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's tough. Did yeah. you have like a wall in front? And it was like,
yeah,
that's hard for the goalie, mm-hmm. man. You know, what position do you play?
I'm a striker mostly.
Okay. And so you played all your career, soccer and basketball. You play spring sport too?
I used to play softball, but I switched to tennis my freshman year.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah. But you three sports, like, so, mm-hmm. so tennis, your this coming spring will be like sport number 12, unless you did eighth grade stuff too. Did you play mm-hmm. in eighth grade high school?
So eighth grade, I was on the JV team for basketball and yep. softball, but for soccer, we didn't have a JV team. So okay. that was my varsity year.
So you basically at like when you finish, it'll be 14 seasons mm-hmm. like or something like that for you're keeping super busy. How do you is there anything you sneak in, you know, besides athletics, any groups, academic clubs, special events kind of thing?
So I work still, but this is kind of new. Like last fall, I worked until end of December and I'm doing yeah. the same this time. But for like academics, I definitely try to challenge myself just because like sports aren't always going to be there, but yeah. I kind of need schooling to like get through the rest of life. So.
Yeah. And I found a post on Instagram from UNH, I guess. Mm-hmm. Is that true that you told them about, you know, I really want to go to UNH and all this and mm-hmm. you're planning to major in psychology? Did I get all that right?
Yeah. So okay. UNH is definitely my top school. Still waiting to hear back from a couple more, but I've gotten into all of them so far between UConn and UNH. So that's definitely my two.
So stay New England. That's mm-hmm. cool. And then so work-wise, where do you work?
So my family owns a business downtown called Lucido's at Robin's Nest. So just scooping gelato and that stuff. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah. So mom and dad keep you busy there.
Yeah.
Okay. What's it like working for? Do you work for mom and dad, or is it one of them that runs it? Or
yeah, I told them. Oldest sister is like the manager, so get bossed around a lot. But
and that'll be Zoe.
Yeah,
our Cape Ann Savings Bank student athlete of the year from a few years ago.
Yeah,
so she's out of. She did her grad school. I mean, like her undergrad is done.
Yeah.
Like, how did that happen 4 years later?
Yeah.
I feel like it was not too long ago interviewing her at. The Cape Ann Savings Bank, actually, mm-hmm. like it was right outside. I think it might have been the last show at the Sidewalk Bazaar. You know, we used mm-hmm. to do that. I don't know if you went there or not, but your parents were probably there.
Yeah, I did not go. My parents were, though. I told them I got this and they were like, oh, my God, so we got that. I heard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so cool to see this. And you got a whole season to keep impressing us because, mm-hmm. you know, you can be in the running for that overall winner like Zoe was. So that's cool. And then tennis, what are you focusing on there? Singles, doubles?
So my sophomore year, I was singles, second singles. Yeah. And then last year, I kind of moved around between singles and second doubles. So I could be anywhere this season, but anywhere is better than nowhere. So I'll take it.
Yeah, 100%. Cool. And then, so in the summer, I'm assuming it's family business. That's what keeps you busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful Rockport. They let you sneak out, at least go to the beach every now and again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Joe, Dad. All right. This is awesome. So this is such a good start. I mean, last winter basketball season, did you guys make the tournament then?
We did. Yeah. We made it to the round of 32.
Yeah.
But lost to a pretty good team.
So trying to get back to, is that one of the goals? Like, hey, let's get back in the tournament and let's go one step further. Let's start there as a goal. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of what you guys are thinking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're definitely trying to get there, but taking it one game at a time just to keep ourselves.
Right. Even. Right. You're not like, how far are we going to get in the tournament 4 games into the season? can't get too deep, right?
Hi, Grumpy. Yeah. I want an interview for Cape Ann Savings Bank.
Oh, is that Dad coming in?
It's my grandfather.
Oh, the Joe?
Big Joe.
Hey, get in here. Joey.
How you doing?
How are we doing, Grandpa?
How am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing good. How good.
Good. The Lucidos just don't stop doing sports and doing well. Isn't that true?
It's in the blood. they work hard for it.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Gabby, are you number 48 by any chance?
I am not. No, I took 28, though. 20.
You know the significance of the 48 number?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dad, were you number 48 in high school?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Granddad.
My older brother, my second oldest brother, me, my three of my sons.
Yeah.
And a couple of grandsons.
Unbelievable. What do you like about, we're here with Granddad Joe Lucido, Gloucester High School legend, by the way. What do you like about Gabby's game, her basketball game?
They work hard. They hustle. They're unselfish, which is good.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Is she a better athlete than Dad Joe Lucido was in high school? Is Gabby better?
Well, different era. Different sports. Girls play basketball like a girl, and the guys play basketball like a guy.
Yeah, I get it.
Different day.
I get it. You must be living it up, Joe, watching it, all the grandkids go out there and do their thing, huh?
I love it. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Gabby, are you the only one that's actively like in a sport right now for Lucido cousins, Lucido sisters and everything? You like the main show right now?
For the sisters, yeah. I have two younger cousins up in Georgetown that are still in sports.
Oh, that's right. The Georgetown where Uncle Pete lives, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They did a number up there too. The Lucidos made the imprint in Georgetown, right, Grandpa Joe?
Yes, they did. Very proud of all of them.
Yeah. Good. All right. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, guys, and a happy holidays. Thanks, Grandpa Joe. Appreciate it. Making a cameo.
Same to you. Take care now.
All right. Legend. That was legendary stuff right there. He's he's still going with his barbershop, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Does he do the female hair or is he focused on the men?
Just the men.
Okay. I used to get him many a haircut when I lived in Gloucester back in the day, for sure. Gabby, final word is, you know, you're 4-0. What's it going to take to keep? Actually, one more question. Do you still play in a Cape Ann League schedule or is it independent?
So we do an independent schedule, which is really good because we get the challenge of a team that's even with us. Like the team we're playing tomorrow, same team we played Wednesday, the Pioneer Charter School of Science too. They're pretty evenly matched with us. They're pretty good. So it's good to have games where we're like close and not getting blown out all the time. But yeah.
Do you sneak in a Cape Ann League here and there game?
Sometimes. Yeah. I'm pretty sure this year our Cape Ann League was Ipswich, which was last Monday, if they're still in it. I'm not entirely sure, but sometimes we'll try to get a couple in.
Yeah. Yeah. And how about Manchester Essex? No, none of those games.
Oh, Manch. We stopped playing them like my seventh grade year, I think.
Yeah. You did scrimmage Gloucester, right, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. That must have been pretty cool. How'd they look this year?
Really good. It was tough for us, but good for them, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. And before we let you go, is there any post-Christmas tournaments, like the day after Christmas or like the week after, any like holiday tournaments you guys are in?
Yeah, so we have the, I'm pretty sure it's the Cape Ann Savings Bank Holiday Tournament.
Oh, great.
Friday. So it's like us and then Ipswich, Academy, Notre Dame, and Northeast.
Okay, cool. So you guys will be having some games in Rockport, or is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Rockport hosts it.
The whole thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. All right, well, good luck in that. Good luck the rest of the season. Obviously, we'll watch the Vikings a lot. One of the teams to watch this winter on Cape Ann. No question about it. Great start. Mm-hmm. And congrats, Gabby Lucido. Another Lucido in the books for the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. You said you had some younger cousins coming up the ranks, so we'll be watching for them, too. Mm-hmm. All right, Gabby, have a good one. Merry Christmas and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
All right, bye now.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? If you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, come to Moynihan Lumber to check out the Anderson Woodright Replacement Window, which can add considerable value to any home. You can see all the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com. That's MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Everybody, look at the snow in the yard.
North Shore Sports Desk, we are back at it with our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. We are going to Newburyport running circles with Michael Mahorek. What's going on, Michael?
Nice to meet you, Dom.
You too. Congrats on winning the award. It's pretty cool. You had yourself a fine fall. Not NEC, Cape Ann League champion at the open meet. You won that and then had some outstanding state-level performances, namely seventh overall in the state at the meet of champions and in your own division that day, second place. You know, I just summed it up. We can just hang up now. I mean, that's it. I summed it all up, but a great fall, though, Mike. You must be feel pretty good heading into the winter.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's go back to the Cape Ann League Open. So was that back-to-back wins for you?
Yeah. I won my junior year.
Yeah. It didn't seem like, from what I looked at the numbers, it didn't seem like you were challenged at all, really, in that one. Did you win by like 20 seconds?
Yeah, we were expecting to have a pretty big battle on the team side, and it came down to like a couple of points. So it was a pretty big battle in that regard, but I didn't really have anyone to run with in that race.
Oh, gotcha. Who ended up winning the team?
Hamilton won M1 by, I think they squeaked it out by like 1 or 2 points, which was frustrating for us, but it's all good.
So basically that is like Michael's in a class of his own, and all of a sudden he finishes and you're just looking back and you're like, what's going to happen? So you're looking for maroon jerseys or white, whatever you guys wear. And then navy blue with Hamilton Winner or white, whatever they wear. You're like, yeah. Are you trying to do the math in your head at that point?
Yeah, always. I always go back after I finish to try to cheer on my teammates. But that one hurt. I really felt like we won. I think I missed a Hamilton Wyndham guy coming in.
Ah,
so I was like celebrating, and then it was that sucked. But it's all right.
Yeah, that is unlike any other sport for the most part. Where, you know, in basketball, it's not like the clock, the game ends, and you're like, what's the score gonna be?
Yeah.
You know, it's clear. The game ends. Someone's a winner. Someone's a loser. Not so much in the cross country arena. Sometimes it's like a long wait, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's around the scorer's table. I remember those. I used to cover them like at Franklin Park for the state meets and stuff. Right. And I just like everyone's hovering. So was it pretty tense at that moment for the Cape Ann League? Everyone's hovering over that scorer's table.
Yeah, definitely. Our team is really good this year, and next year they're going to be even better. I definitely have faith in that. But
I love
we have a really good group of kids, really hard workers, so that's good.
Yeah, and that Hamilton Wyndham win this year. Sorry to bring it up again. in your career, were you chasing them all these years, or did you win some and they won some?
They sort of popped up last year as like the heavy favorites in the Cape Ann League. They're a really good team, really well coached program. I think their coach has been around since the dinosaurs were on Earth.
Steve Sawyer, yeah.
So they're definitely really talented, really good program. I know a lot of the kids on that team, and they're all really good kids too.
Yeah. And your personal journey. So this year in the Cape Ann League, I know it was a significant win by 20 seconds. Were you challenged during dual meets in the Cape Ann League at all? Or did you have a pretty good stranglehold on like being number one every meet?
There were a couple of kids that would go out with me for like the first like mile or so, but in general, no, not really.
And was that different, Michael, from junior season? Did you have a little more stiff competition, like in the dual meets and then in the Cal Open?
Not really. My freshman year was the year I had the most competition because I had kids on my team that were pushing me really far. So
yeah,
I owe a lot to the seniors that were there that year.
Freshman and sophomore year, how did you do in the Cal Open and those ones?
My sophomore year, I lost by half a second. I had there was a kid that, so there's two divisions to the Cal, and we only race one of them in the regular season.
Kenny, yeah.
Yeah. And that year there was a really talented kid, Finn O'Hara, who was a senior, and he just outkicked me in the last little bit. So that was,
what school was he from?
He was from Manessex. I think he's running for Amherst College right now.
Okay. Wow. Cool. Yeah. Mm. So, I mean, that's only good for you to get exposed to that great competition, you know, makes you better. And clearly you won the next two, junior, senior year. Yeah. Freshman year, how did that go?
My freshman year, I think I was 15th, which was a cool experience.
Quite the growth for you.
15, yeah, definitely.
15-2-1-1.
Yeah.
Is your Cal journey. I love it. And then state-wise, so in the state meets, you know, you only face your division in that first round, like the November 8th meet. And then that one, you were 6th overall.
Yeah.
Then you come next week, and it's really all state. It's a meet of champions. So they have a full-on state champ for all divisions, and then they tabulate your scores by division. Now, you were 7th. Overall in the state of Massachusetts. Tell me how that ranks for you past meet of champions, like junior, sophomore, freshman, roughly.
I mean, last year I didn't get to run meet of champions. I was injured for 10 months between the span of last November and this August, actually.
Wow.
So I didn't get to have a summer base of training this season, which means that I was kind of stringing it together. So I'm really grateful I was able to put together what I did. But it definitely felt good to play second in my race this season.
Yeah.
Because last year not getting to run really sucked.
Of course.
So I don't know. It's been a good comeback season.
Yeah. Well, clearly, you know, what do they say? The comeback's better than the setback. Yeah. The comeback's better than the setback, they say, right?
Yeah.
The setback is the injury. The comeback is the rehab and the getting back on the course. But man, your training regimen was shot. It was just all weird. And all, what was the injury? How did it happen?
So I had a stress fracture in my femur. That was pretty serious. And I think it mostly came from like some big muscle imbalances that I had. So I had to work a lot with PTs and trainers to correct those muscle imbalances. So a lot of work in the gym, a lot of PT, which was definitely like not easy, but yeah. it was a good process to go through. Maybe a lot more hungry this season. It was good.
Yeah.
But it was just a lot of little work to be able to correct stuff and come back, but yeah, maybe stronger. So that's good.
A lot of mental work too, right?
Like, yeah, definitely.
How do you stay like focused when it's crazy? Well, I want to meet the team that helped you because they put out a state level runner who won his league meet and was second in his division in the entire state. That's a pretty much an all-star PT team, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, definitely. I owe everything to my coaches and teammates too.
Yeah.
My coach, Don Henniger, has been around forever. He just got inducted into the Newburyport Coaches Hall of Fame. He's a great influence on everybody on the team and just really insanely knowledgeable about the sport. So I owe a lot to him.
Is he boys and girls coach?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it's like this, it's like the Newburyport Sawyer. He's not as, he's up there, right? He must be up there in terms of.
Yeah. He's been coaching since the 80s. So yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. And I think Sawyer was like late 60s. So he's got him by a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Those are the two OGs.
They've been a good duo for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the two OGs, right? Did I say that right? I know OG is like a kind of a young.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. That's like an older person. All right. Okay. I think I got it. Well, that's amazing. So that journey is so unlike any other runners you competed against. I mean, and you missed junior and junior winter track and junior outdoor track.
Yeah. Basically my whole junior indoor season, I was actually on crutches. So I was going to the New Balance meets up all those stairs on my crutches every time. So
yeah,
good to come back there this season and throw down some good times.
So basically took the ride into Boston just to root on your teammates.
Yeah.
And that's where all the league meets are for the Cape Ann League, right? Right in Boston.
Yeah. We're really lucky to be able to go to that facility. It's amazing. It's really, really nice.
Yeah. Like even if you're just facing like one, what do you have? Like tri meets probably, or how does that work?
We have 10 teams in the Cal and each week, two of them get a bye. So we have 8 teams that run and then like heats are designed so that teams that are in dual meets together can be racing each other.
Gotcha. That whole, you know, finish sixth in the divisionals on November 8th and come back November 15th and actually finish second in your division.
Mm-hmm.
That means you leapt some kids in division two in the meet of champions that beat you the week before, correct?
Yeah. In the divisional meet, I went out really ambitiously. I tried to lead the pack and, the whole first mile is like just straight uphill.
Where is it?
So, it's at Northfield. It's called Northfield Mountain. And it was like 300 feet of elevation in the first mile or something like that. So it was really wild. That wasn't a very smart race. I kind of just destroyed my legs in the first mile and then couldn't really close in the next 2/3 of the race. But I learned from that and next week and I sort of stayed off the lead pack just like off their shoulder and sort of caught up to them as the meet went along. And I wanted that first, but couldn't quite get there this season.
Yeah. Well, you're setting your sights on the obviously, you know, doing well in the winter season and spring. Are there any sort of big fish you're chasing, you know, in the winter? Like in any event, I want to be number one in this event. I want to be number one in that event. Like what's the big fish you're chasing?
I mean, the goal in every race is to come across the finish line first. But I think like long-term goals, I definitely want the New Balance indoor qualifiers for the mile, at least. I think it's 421. So I should be able to get that. Also, I'm going to be probably focusing a lot more on speed work this season, trying to get my legs tuned up for outdoor, get that 800 leg speed.
Yeah.
I just ran a 600 last weekend, went pretty well. So trying to expand my horizons in that way.
What's 600 roughly? Is that like a lap and a half? Ish.
Yeah. On an indoor track, it's three laps, which is laps, 200 okay. meters.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Outdoors, 400. It's a double the size of an indoor. Okay. Yeah. What's the most grueling event? You know, like, what do people say? Indoor, outdoor, anything? Like, what's the most, like, this really tests your legs?
In my opinion, it's the 800. I think the 800 is by far the hardest.
Because
you get to that last 200 and then your legs are gone. So
yeah.
that's a hard race.
Is that just indoor and outdoor? They do it both, the 800 both seasons?
They run the 800 and outdoor mostly.
Two laps.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah. It's a long sprint, so that's the hardest part of it.
Yeah. I mean, and it's just a total different mindset than cross country.
Yeah, definitely.
Not even in the same ballpark, right? Like
yeah.
The 3.1 miles outdoor on rocks and sand and hills versus like that straight sprint. Mm-hmm. You must feel it in your thighs in the final 200, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, all right. Well, tell me something about Michael Mahorek outside of the track. What intrigues you academically? Is there a certain sort of avenue you might be going down now or post high school?
Yeah, definitely. My long-term goal, and I think my ultimate dream, is I really want to cure Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
It had an impact in my family, and it's become like a really deeply personal goal for me to be able to cure it and help other families not have to go through what mine did necessarily. So I think that would be really cool to be able to do that.
Yeah, that is special. And that you can come at that from a lot of different angles.
You
could be a chemist. You could be nurse, anesthesiologist, as doctor, like is the path open for you, or are you zeroing in on one specific function there?
I'm thinking to take more of the chemistry route. I really want to be able to design the drug and work on its delivery. So I think that would be really cool for me. So I'm trying to find a college that's going to set me up best to do that.
That's amazing. You got a personal passion and you're trying to make it into a career to benefit other families, you know, and other folks. That's amazing. College wise, do you have your sights set on a certain school, certain area? Is it all locked up, still in the works?
I'm working on it right now. So my application deadlines for most of my schools are around the new year. So I'm sort of fine tuning all my applications right now.
Cranking.
What's up?
You're cranking out.
Yeah, definitely. It's not going to be a relaxing winter break at all.
We're officially on break now, right? Like this is...
I have two more days.
Oh, the Newburyport makes you go to school a couple more days, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some school gives the whole week off, I think.
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah. All right. Well, so that's cool. And then how do you spend like non-school time, non-running time? So in other words, like summer, is the, you know, does a job keep you busy or?
This summer I did a lot of volunteering at a memory care facility near me. And that was definitely a really rewarding experience. It taught me a lot about like the value of kindness and how like memory care can work as like an industry. And it's really hard. So it's cool to be able to get into that arena and help some people out.
Yeah. So you kind of already started there, that journey. Yeah. I love that. Cool. And then do you have any family members that are also runners?
No, I'm the first one.
Okay.
So
Yeah, breaking cool. the mold there. All right. All right. I love it. All right, Michael Mahorek, lots on your plate. Let you get back to it. Pump out those apps.
Yeah.
And best of luck with the Clippers in the winter season. Are you guys chasing a Cal title defense or for the first time in a while in the winter?
We're going for it this year. We fell short last year after a couple of years in a row of winning it. So
okay.
I think we have a good chance. We have a meet on the 30th against North Reading, which is probably going to be our biggest competition for the rest of the season. So that'll be a big decider in our hopes.
But. Yeah, early. It's an early season showdown. All right, awesome. Look forward to the results on that one, Michael. Best of luck with the Clippers, and congrats again winning the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. It's a big deal.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, have a good night, buddy. Good luck.
Have a good night.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, Moynihan Lumber has a solution. Take a look at a wide selection of energy-efficient Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, that was the guest, two great student athletes. Just recapping their efforts. I'm liking what I'm seeing out of Rockport girls basketball. Great fast start. And I mean, they only had to win like four or something last year, like we talked about with Gabby, and they got in the tournament. So they're already at three now. That bodes well. That bodes well. What do they win one more and they clinch? It's crazy with the rankings and the small school that Rockport is playing those bigger competition, and they get rewarded for it, win or loss. So looks like they're doing a lot of winning though so far. So good luck to them and congrats. And then Michael M out of Newburyport. Wow, what a season. What a season. And the most shocking thing is the injury he went through and just, you know, going through the unconventional route of, you know, missing all of his junior year of track, winter and spring, and then just coming back, you know, defending his title in cross country and for the Cape Ann League and just crushing it in the state level. So what a comeback story for Michael Mahorek, and what he wants to do with his career. Man, isn't that special? He wants to help human beings. You place a young gentleman like that on earth, you've done a pretty good job. Good job, Michael. All right. Well, that's it for that. Thanks to our guest again, Cape Ann Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber, the sponsors who keep us going and keep these athletes in the front line of spotlight for us. So thank you again. Let's just finish up with one more segment to go, and then we'll call it a day.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
If you're planning to replace the windows in your home, look no further than Moynihan Lumber and Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. You can see the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plattsdown, New Hampshire. Or visit us online at MoynihanLumber.com. That's MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
La 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 la, la 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 la. Look at the bells, look at the bells. Holy crap, here comes Jesus. And he doesn't look too happy. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right, North Shore Sports, that's back at it for one more segment. And we're going to talk about the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, because that is happening this Saturday up at Merrimack College. Sunday, take a break Monday, come back Tuesday. Believe it's an 8-team tournament for boys and girls. You know, we had Rick Gorman on last week on the North Shore Sports Desk talking about it. And our North Shore entrants up there, St. John's Prep boys basketball, Beverly boys basketball, so two solid entrants on the boys side, and then Pentucket on the girls, which is a very solid entrant. They can hold their own, you know, with the Valley girls and the, I think there's Bridgewater, Raynham is in the mix there too. But Pentucket, yeah, put that team up against anybody in the state, really, any division. They're not going to be afraid, I'll tell you that much. They have a long line of success, tournament-wise, local-wise, postseason. Yeah, they're good. The real deal. So what a heck of a take at Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. Again, happening Saturday, December 27th, Sunday, December 28th, and then finals Tuesday, December 30th at CCMCC. Commonwealth Christmas Classic CMCC Tourney. So at CMCC Tourney, they have all the details, tickets and everything. So, you know, it's, there are days you can just get in and watch the whole day. You know, if you're off from work or school, what better way to spend a Merrimack Valley night, day and night, watching those great games, great teams, great players. And they get the fan of the student section of the week or whatever they call it. But I forgot what Rick called it last week. Commonwealth Cup, I think, actually. So, yeah, a lot of fun. So, hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Dominic Castro here. We might have one more show. Not sure when we're going to post the next show. But it is getting close here to 2025 being over. No matter when we do that, we'll have some quick 2025 thoughts, recapping the year, and then we'll call it a year, man. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. MSONewsSports.com, Rick Moore, Paul Kelly, Danny Meyer, and my team. Thanks for doing your thing. We'll talk soon, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone.